Expert Talk is sponsored by Pod Nation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Everybody, welcome to the show. You know where you are. Expert Talk with me, Tigo. And as always, you know, I love bringing experts. I love bringing cool people and I love bringing fun. This episode today, let me tell you, come here. This episode today, fun, cool, really nice, understands people and motivates people to understand themselves. Today, I had the privilege of meeting this young man not too long ago at an event called Prosperity Camp, and he immediately became my family. It was like I found him, and I've been looking for him all my life. Kelly Cardenas is here today. We're going to talk about a little bit of everything, but most of all, we're going to have a lot of fun. So sit right there. We'll be right back. Like I said before we went to break, I've got the coolest dude on the planet. I mean, even his hair is cool. His logo is cool because it's kind of about his hair. This is Kelly Cardenas. I can't believe he's on the show. What's up, brother? Are you out there?
I am out here. Thank you so much. With all that buildup, I feel like I should be wearing a cape and a Speedo, something like that.
I talk to your people, man. That's what was supposed to happen. What's up? Go get dressed.
Well, I was feeling bad about myself after seeing Alan. So, I mean, he's the sexiest man alive. If you don't know who he is, Alan Estrada, the sexiest man with the nicest head on the planet.
Yeah, they know who he is because when we're doing the 9 at 9, they know he's the rude producer that cuts me off all the time. But I love him. He's my brother and he takes care of me and I take care of him. It's awesome. So let's talk about you, sir. Let's talk about the fact that you're so cool. You rode into the coolest event on the planet on the coolest bike. What's up with that?
Well, my mom taught me from a very early age that it was okay to just be yourself. And, you know, here was this event, one of the number one networking events in the whole country. And, you know, I knew people were going to show out. They're going to come in the Mercedes. They're going to come in the Benz. They're going to come in the Rolls. They're going to come in all these things. And I thought, what better to come in on a bike? Because ain't no one going to be waiting for that one. And also too, it just, you know, I wanted to ride my bike. My bike makes me happy. It takes me back to being a 9-year-old kid. And when you're a 9-year-old kid, you're happy, you're joyous, and you have the tendency to make a lot of friends.
You got that right. You got that right. So let me ask you something, because you could have done anything in your life. You could have been anyone in your life. And I think you truly are the most authentic you can be. What brought you to the point where you started, you know, your salons? What made you decide to go in business and be an entrepreneur in the first place?
Being an entrepreneur, I mean, I heard it early on and I wanted to be one because it sounded like manure and it was funny. We were 8 years old. My dad said entrepreneur, and me and my buddy Will, shout out to Will Simmons. He said manure, and we were like, he said doo-doo. So I didn't know what it was, but we ended up selling Now and Laters in school. My brother did. He showed me kind of the way. We had to mow lawns when we were growing up. And honestly, like, I really never wanted to be the lead guy. I never wanted to own my own company. I always wanted to be the number one guy for that guy. And then 15 years ago, I got released from my job on my day off, like Craig from Friday. And I decided like, I wanted to cut away the fat and honor all the people who had got me to that point. And that was the point when I made the decision that I was going to do my own company, but I wanted to make it better than I had ever seen in my own situation, just competing with me, not competing with anybody else.
So what was the first business you started?
So the first business that when you're kids, you do all the things, right? You mow mm-hmm. lawns, you do all the stuff. We have mm-hmm. lemonade stands. But the first business that I started was a salon. I didn't do it because of inspiration. I did it because of desperation. At the time, I was, what was I? This was 2006. So I was 31 years old. And, you know, I had a G-Wagon in the garage. I had a pool being built out back. I had all this stuff. And then boom, on a Monday, when I'm not working, I lose my job. And wow. I called my brother, and it was a huge thing for me. Big brother Rob, I called him and I said, "Hey man, I'm going to downsize my life. I'm going to sell the G-Wagon. I'm going to sell the house. I'm going to get a smaller house." He said, "You're not going to do any of those things. Coming from Lompoc, California, like we did, living in a one bedroom apartment with five people, you are not going to go backwards. You are going to work hard and elevate your income back to your lifestyle, as opposed to dropping your lifestyle to your income." And that was a changing point for me. And then it was just full steam ahead. We got locked in, we went after it, and made a lot of mistakes along the way. And I appreciate everyone out there that I made a mistake with. And I appreciate you because, you know, it was just trying over and over again until something worked.
You know, I was going to ask another question, but by you saying what you just said, I've got to kind of veer off the road a little bit and ask this question. We're supposedly coming out of COVID, but then there's this Delta variant we're not even going to talk about. But people are now being forced to come back to their office. Some people are saying, I'm not going. I'm going to start my own thing. You know, how important is it, the hustle? You know, how important is it to figure out your path? And how would you suggest somebody starts?
Well, I think one of the big things is to understand and know who you are. My parents taught me this very early on, three concepts. Number one, you're awesome. My mom would scratch me on my back every morning and tell me that waking up. You're awesome. Everything you do is awesome. No matter what you do, you're awesome. Number two, you're beautiful. Don't compare yourself to anybody else. You're beautiful just as being you. And then number three is you could do anything that you put your mind to, but just because you can do it doesn't make it your purpose and doesn't make it right. So my caution to every single person out there that is thinking, oh man, COVID happened, I'm going to pivot, which is the big word. I'm going to pivot mm-hmm. and start my own business. Not every single person out there should be starting their own business.
Right.
Starting your own business means eating last. It means making sure that everyone else is taken care of and that you're doing it for a greater purpose than money. And if it's just the taglines, I was just watching Instagram today and I was watching a girl and she was like, if you hate your 9-to-5, if you want to live free, then you need to do this. And I was like, not everyone needs to live free, because a lot of us need parameters. I need parameters.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there, even if you go into an online business, you're still going to work hard. Like, yeah. You're still going to work hard. So,
yeah. I mean, people tell me all the time, it must be great to have your own business. You don't have a boss. And I'm like, you've never had your own business, because if you got 30 clients, you got 30 bosses. Yes. And they all want their stuff done first. They don't want to hear about anything else. And you work every day that ends in Y. So you've got to learn how to hustle and understand that hustle. And you were talking before we got started today about a young man named Jeff. What is Jeff's hustle? What's he about? I want to meet him. He got to be on the show.
What I love about Jeff Brownell, shout out to him, Jay's Barbershop, probably one of the best in the business. This guy is not a hustler. He has hustle. And the difference between a hustler and a person who has hustle is that person with hustle has a focus. And he has a focus on being the greatest. And he's not just out there just trying to sell nonsense. He is a hardworking man. He's always been that way. And he constantly pumps everyone else up. And guess what happens? He continues to succeed. So big shout out to Jay's Barbershop in Lompoc, California.
Yeah, I want to meet him. I got to get him on the show. We're going to have to work that out. But if I don't take a break soon, you know, the guy you love so much, Mr. Allen with the wonderful bald head, yeah, he gonna hurt me. So we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about Kelly's book, we're gonna talk about his salons, we're gonna talk about just fun stuff that he's doing. And you know, he has a cool bike, but he has an even cooler something else. So sit right there. We'll be right back.
Expert Talk is sponsored by Pod Nation TV, the podcast to broadcast network.
Hey, I have a quick question for you. Do you want a professional agency to handle all your video creation, syndication, and monetization needs? We totally understand that new leads and customers are the lifeblood for any business. And if you're looking to grow or scale your business, using video is definitely the best way to go. Here at Melrose 11, we specialize in getting you the results you need to help you grow your business by generating new leads, driving more traffic, and closing more sales without breaking your bank. Did you know, according to HubSpot, having a well-targeted video on your landing page can increase conversions by up to 80%? Yeah, and up to 64% of users are more likely to buy a product online after watching video than by text alone. And that 92% of mobile users share videos with others. And 90% of users say that videos are helpful in their purchase decision making. Incorporating video into your marketing and social media activity is no longer an option, it's an absolute requirement if you're looking for long-term success. Heck, it may even be essential for the very survival of a business. Here at Melrose 11, media truly is our passion. We create animated explainer videos, social teasers, catchy intros, full HD commercials, and even viewer interactive videos. So, if you're looking to elevate your brand, or attract more leads, generate more sales, increase traffic, or build up more exposure for your business, then you've definitely come to the right place. Our professional team will develop your video campaigns at an affordable price, with our fast turnaround times, and a quality of work that can't be beat. We look forward to working with you.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the show. We were talking to Kelly. We were just about to get into the meat and the potatoes, as my dad used to say. Hey Kelly, you still out there?
Yes, ma'am.
What's happening? Okay, before we get started, I know y'all are asking. I can see you asking, even though this is recorded. You're going, Tego, ask the man about his dreads. Ask him when he got them, why he got them, and how come they look so cool. So I got to ask, let's talk about your dreads.
I think every single thing, Tego, was on accident. And this is a way of God keeping me humble. Because I think that if I had some grand scheme of having dreads, that they would be cool. And then I would just point everything at me. And what God told me very early on, Romans 9:17, he told me that he put Pharaoh in this place, that when Pharaoh spoke, then the people would hear God's voice and not his voice. And then he followed it up with letting me know that if I ever got to the point where people, I thought it was my voice that people were hearing and not God's voice, he would take everything away. And so everything that I have is by accident. I started a company because I got fired. I started my dreads because I had a afro at the time and I was flying back from China about 15 hours. I was educating out there and I was rubbing my head because I was tired and it knotted up in the back. And then I thought, let's go with it. So
wow,
all these things, literally, like everything that has happened to me, even meeting you, I needed a charger. I needed a charger. I wasn't thinking of taking my podcast to broadcast, becoming a worldwide celebrity. I needed a charger and you gave it to me. And then we made friends and now here we are.
Yeah, and we're going to make you a worldwide celebrity too. But we're going to talk about that next time you come on the show. Because right now, we got to give a little bit of your history. Because I could love just listening to you speak. And it's not by accident. And I know you said everything you do is by accident. I think it was by plan. Somebody's got a plan for your path. But it's not by accident that I love hearing you speak. You, sir, go to stages all over the world. And you just got picked up by a speakers bureau, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Success.com. Which was amazing. They called me and Robert Hirschbeck is on there. Mel Robbins, Jay Shetty. I mean, some phenomenal heavy hitters. And again, like I'm a very blessed man. And I believe it's all by design. I mean, it ain't by my design, but you know, I keep showing up and I use three principles all the time. Three principles to build any business in the world. Number one, this is what I speak on all over the world. Number one, be kind. And being kind is contributing to other people. Number two, make a lot of friends. And number three, work hard.
Oh, yeah. You got to throw that in there. You got to throw that in there. Now, before we skip down the road and talk about a couple other things, you said meet a lot of people, make a lot of friends. What about the person that stands in the back of the room that tries to fade into the paint and goes, well, he's not talking to me because I'm too shy? What would you tell that person?
I would tell that person that you're beautiful. I mean, I think, you know, I tell this to, and it sounds crazy, but I tell this to CEOs. I tell this to, you know, entry level people in companies. And it's speaking life into every single person and every single event that you come in contact with and letting that person or that event know that they're beautiful, that they're awesome, and that they can. And when we do that, we have the tendency to draw out the best in people. And I love to look for that person in the back corner of the room because that's the person that ain't trying to prove anything. That's the person that generally, like Tego, who was not talking, wasn't the person jumping rah, 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 but was the person that is doing it. So most of the time, the person that's doing it isn't talking about it. They're just doing it.
Yeah, that at that event at Prosperity Camp, I was literally upstairs against the wall. Nobody saw me. And you were like, hey, I said, okay, look at this guy. All right, let's shift some gears. Yes. You are a Forbes contributor. What does that mean?
Well, what does it mean as far as I get to write for Forbes and, you know, what it means to me as a kid from Lompoc, California, 35,000 people, it means that if you got C's, D's and F's in school, these things are possible. And wow. What I find is that, again, when you go back to it, when you are really, really kind and you just contribute to people, when you make friends and when you work really, really hard, not the grind, but work really hard at being kind, which will make friends, which will get you to work harder at being kind. When those things happen, it's amazing. And now being able to be on that stage, the Forbes stage, it wasn't even a thought when I was a kid, but now seeing it, it just connects you with so many people all over the world. And I'm so honored to be able to be a part.
Not only are you a Forbes contributor, though, I mean, I've known you for less than a month and you've been associated with Forbes, not once, but twice. You're out there killing it, man.
Well, I appreciate it. They did a feature on my career. And what was so great is the headline was Be Kind, Make Friends, and Work Hard. And that's the next book that I'm working on right now. But they had the audacity with as a business and as a high powered magazine to list out the three things that mean the most. And when we take the time and when we connect with people, I mean, when I connected with Alan, when I connected with you, it wasn't about what can you give me? It's about how can we connect? How can we be friends? And you know what? The business will come later. But I think that if we can start to shift that way, it'll work out so much better.
I love it. Now, you mentioned that your first business was a salon. And you still own salons, right?
I do. But we grow leaders. And this was the coolest thing. I had one girl that was a minimum wage worker, made it to six figures within 3.5 years. And she became the highest earner in our company for 9 years straight. Another girl came onto our company 4 years ago in Las Vegas. And she took 50% of what she was getting, what her salary was, because she wanted to do something she believed in. Well, 4 years later, that girl and the girl who started at minimum wage actually bought the location. I'm about building leaders, not about building followers. I want every single person in the company to be successful. And then they can take it to that next level. And now two young entrepreneurs, Jen Moses, shout out to her, and Shauna Martin, now own the first salon and first business that was ever in my family. And now it's called Style and Grace. It was Kelly Cardenas Salon. And now it's Style and Grace. And they're taking it to that next level. We build leaders.
Speaking of building leaders, how important are the people within an organization? I mean, you can have great brands, but if you don't have great people, then what?
Well, my dad raised me on this. He said that there's only one business in the world and one business only, and that's the people business. You take the people out of the business, you got no business at all. And it was the focal point since I was a kid. I hated hearing it when I was in fourth grade, but now I look at it and literally, like, it doesn't matter what company I come into. It doesn't matter if it's a casino, if it's a dentist office, if it's a Fortune 500, whatever it is. Every one of those companies has people, and I just connect with the people. I speak life into the people, and then guess what? We build the people and allow the people to build the business.
You are a coach. You're an entrepreneur. You're a cool dude. you're also, you know, you are an author. Let's talk about your book.
Well, the book, Six Indicators for Business and Life, it's 117 pages, I say, that could change anybody's life. Not because I have all the answers, but because I was willing to do what my wife told me to do. She told me to shut up about talking about it and go do it. So I sat down and I wrote the book in 6 days. And what it is it, no one would drive their car if their speedometer was out, not because you couldn't drive your car and it wouldn't function, but because you wouldn't know how fast or slow you're going. And it would impair your reaction time. But most of us run our businesses, our lives, and our relationships without indicators to tell us how fast or slow we're going. And therefore we're making decisions, you know, 100-mile-an-hour decisions, and we have no idea how fast we're going. And that reaction time is huge. So these six indicators are things that every company that I go to, every individual that I work with, I've never found any challenges, any goals that they have that's outside of these six and that can't be taken care of by these six. They're not the magic beans, but they will help you to be able to look at your life and celebrate when you're doing good or adjust when you're not.
Wow. Okay. How do people find your book? Where do they go to get it? You know, let's talk about that.
So I wanted to make it easy for everyone, right? It's kellycardenas.com. But also you got your YouTubers, Kelly Cardenas. You got your Instagram people. It's at the real Kelly Cardenas. You got your TikTokers, Kelly Cardenas, the real Kelly Cardenas 23. You got your LinkedIn people. And I wanted to make sure that I had a median for every one of them. I have a paper book. I have a digital book. We have videos. We have courses, all those things. But it wasn't because I was the man. It was just because I know that not everyone learns exactly the same. So we want to make sure that we have a median for every single person.
Are you going to do an audio book of it? Or have you already done that?
I am going to do an audio book. And I'm celebrating this because I'm going to do the audio book, but I'm going to freestyle with it, because this book is not something that I wrote in theory. This is I wrote no theory, just experience. And so I implored all these things in my company and built multi-million-dollar national brand, not graduating from high school or barely graduating from high school. And I did that based off these six indicators. And I believe that anyone, whether you're wanting to get to a million, you're wanting to get into the multi-millions, you're wanting to get into the billions, I've never seen a company that won't benefit from working with it and the simple principles that it has, which is wrapped completely around building people.
You are amazing. You also have a podcast. Where can they find it? Where do they listen to it? What's going on with that?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you could get your podcasts. And, you know, for me, it's the whole premise of the podcast is attitude determines altitude. I take iconic people and I want to humanize them, because I want my kids to not have idols in their lives, but to have people who truly inspire them. And every person that comes on the podcast, including you, when you're there, they actually give advice by name to my son Maddox and my daughter McKenna. And so it's amazing to see, you know, the Stephen Coveys of the world, the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Like, I mean, you have these juggernauts and you see that all of them have the same thing in common. Number one, a phenomenal attitude. And number two, crazy work ethic.
Before I let you get out of the hot seat, because I promise not to keep you here too long, I know you have another interview to do. You know, I mentioned at the break that you have a cool bike, but you also have a really, really super cool car. Thanks to your pops, because you call them pops. Tell me about that car.
So I was going into my senior year of high school. We didn't have much money. My dad didn't have a job at the time. He was just doing odd jobs. I saw a car in the Trade Express and it was a 63 Impala. And I wanted that car more than anything. Well, my dad had saved up enough money, $1,400, to buy a work truck so he could support our family. We went to see the work truck. He looked at it. Then he took me to see the 63 Impala. When I saw it, wow. I fell in love, but I knew we didn't have enough money to get it because we had barely enough money to be able to pay rent. My dad took the $1,400 and forewent that truck to support our family and bought me that car. And that car has been in the family ever since. Everyone thought that I was crazy when I got it at first, because 63 Impalas weren't the thing. They were a grandma car. It was a boat. But all the things that you fall in love with that are authentically who you are, at some point, all the rest of the people will catch up.
Well, I can't think of a better way to, you know, close this chapter, because I hope you'll come back more and often. And like I say, you're family now. You're stuck with me. So I thank you so much, sir, for being on the show. You are absolutely the best. And as always, everybody, thanks for watching. I hope you'll be here next week. I'm Tego. I'll talk to you next time.